And we have the privilege now to speak to someone who's well-known in our circles. We've got his music on our database, and you have heard him probably before. Pierre Vigero, we are on DSTV 882 on YouTube. We are also on Facebook. So if you want to get an encouraging message concerning perseverance, persistence, determination, discipline, do share this message with those around you. Pierre, welcome here to Radio Pulpit.
Thank you very much, and hello to our listeners. It's good to be with you and to spend time with you.
Great to have you with us again, and thank you so much for your time amidst even the challenging time that you've been going through, and we'll talk about that for a moment now. And I think that also leads us into our discussion on perseverance, persistence, and discipline. And so that's what we want to encourage our listeners with today. Because we all, especially on a Monday, you know, you feel you need a little bit of extra perseverance and determination. And we were just speaking on the way here about the importance of that, my sis Kathy and myself, on how important perseverance is, especially on a Monday. So with that said, Pierre, don't want to lead too much into further context, but let's go straight to you. For those who do not know you maybe that well, please tell us a little bit more about yourself.
You, Charles, yes. I think that's a mouthful that you're asking me now, but I'm going to try and give the most important points about myself. First thing is, I love the Lord. I think that's something that I won't go back on or fall back on. I am a child of God. Mm. I love Him very much, and I know He loves me even more than I can think. Pierre does all types of things. I make food. I do, well, it's sort of an income. I do food. Lasagna is my favorite. People love my lasagna for some other reason.
Lasagna, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
and then we do camps and stuff. We work with children. Okay. I love children, teenagers, any age. I love working with them. I love sharing the Lord with them. I love sharing my stories. I love listening to their stories. And I think it's one of the most important things. That's why we spend time with them, is to listen to children's stories.
Sure.
Because many times people don't listen to them anymore. And that's a great part of who I am, but I think most importantly, if I can just say, I'm a child of God.
Amen.
And I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For it is the power of God unto salvation.
Amen. Yeah, we had the privilege of getting to know one another, I think, back in 99. Mm-hmm. And since then, the privilege of being brothers in the Lord, getting to know one another's and Pierre's passion, I can just vouch for what he's saying. Apart from that, you're also into gospel music. You love just sharing the word also through gospel songs, and happily married to Lindy, hey, for how
Correct.
Many years now?
Yeah, I think.
And two kids. That's two children.
Calculate years, but I think it's about 18,
wow.
18
okay.
19 years.
Lindy's not listening now, I'm sure.
Yeah, she's going to hit me over the head this evening. Anyway, yeah, and I've got one son. He's in grade 11,
awesome.
And my daughter is in university.
Wow, fantastic. Now, so with all of that said, over the years, and you've also completed your second comrades now recently, and with all the challenges you've gone through, you were a diver in the police as well. I know you're not always fond of going into all the detail, but you've gone through stuff in life, and also recently lost your dad, for which we also want to offer our sincere condolences. It's a tough, tough thing to have happened to you. With all the knocks of life and taking sport into account and the discipline of being a child of God, because it's all good and well, but what are the things that you would say that helped you keep going? You know, let's maybe start, or you can start obviously with whichever way you want. But whenever you go through challenges, how do you deal with those? Taking into account some of the challenges I've mentioned now.
I think, Charles, if I can compare it with the training that we did for comrades and all those things, I would say consistency in what you are doing. Disciplined consistency. Consistency in the sense of practicing every day. We go for a run every morning, 4:30.
Sure.
That was our training time.
Okay.
Because the people that we train with also work, and they need to be at work at a certain time. So, and I would say if you can pull that back to Christian discipline, to prayer, to consistency. Keep on doing it. That's what we actually want to say. Keep on praying. Keep on. And someday when you need that, it's like a soldier when you go to the army. You don't just get a firearm and they say, good luck. Go and do what you need to do. They keep on training you. I remember the grenade drills we did.
Oh, yes.
If you can
remember. Wow. Yeah,
you
that was
fall,
intense.
They throw the FOP grenade, and you fall, and again you fall after a while, your elbows, your knees, everything.
Yeah.
And maybe there's a few listeners that can relate to that. But after a while, you just think to yourself, but what? And then it becomes something that you do. You don't think about
it's
it.
It's like
anymore.
Automatically, hey?
That's it, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And that's where I'm going to, is that when life hits you hard, you need to be ready for that.
You know what? That's such an amazing, vivid example you're using, probably because I also went through it, and you and the police, that's what we did with our training. And I remember, due to all that muscle memory buildup, due to all that repetition, when the live grenade, because this is actually also what they do at the end of all your training, depending on what courses you do, but I remember the one course I attended, when they drop the live grenade, there's no time to think. You are so trained and it's so automatic that you immediately run. And I think this is also what I'm hearing you saying, is that the discipline of consistency, doing it again and again and again, it creates an automatic response in a way.
Absolutely. Yes, and that's why you train. And some days you train heels and stairs. Like one day in the week, we would do heels and stairs. So it's not just every day a beautiful flat run or a downhill run or whatever. You need to train yourself because when you get that heel in a marathon or a ultra marathon, you need to know what to do, how to pace yourself. That's the other thing. Pacing is a very, very important thing when it comes to running and to doing what you need to do. And that's why when you need to take a rest. And when you need to spend time with God, go and sit at His feet and just enjoy the moment with Him, because that's where you become stronger and strong enough, and you train yourself again.
Wow. So there's something of the pacing, which is such a beautiful reference also, because, I mean, we cannot always run full speed. And so variety or diversity in our training is important. And, of course, our scripture here, 1 Timothy 4:7-8, that says, train yourself for godliness. And then it says, bodily training is of some value, so it is important, do it. But godliness is of value in every way, as it holds the promise for the present life and also for the life to come. I want to just latch on to something you said now, Pierre, with regards to consistency, but also pacing yourself and the diversity. So in your personal spiritual walk with the Lord and your discipline of time with Him, is it also your experience that it differs? It's not the same every morning, that sometimes you've got a little bit of an uphill to go. You've got a little bit of a climb. Sometimes you've got downhill. Sometimes you've got times of just refreshing in the Lord's presence, where it's just lying or relaxing. What's your experience, and how would you, what would you say to that listener now who's challenged with, you know, I didn't have the best quiet time this morning, but I did spend some time in reading the Bible or trying to pray. What is your encouragement to listeners who don't always feel like they might be, I didn't have the best quality time this morning personally, but I did try to make some time and just reading and praying and writing in my journal. And you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you got this amazing, like heaven on earth, you know, like on cloud nine.
True.
But sometimes it's not that lacquer, but you still need to be consistent. So how do you deal with that? How would you encourage our listeners in that respect?
If there's something immediately that comes to my mind when you ask that question, is keep on keeping on. I read something on my phone the other day that says, a bad run is better than no run.
Sure.
And that really, I was thinking about that and I thought, yes. Because when I look at the guys around me, I think that's the way we challenge each other. Mm. Because everybody looks so fresh every morning and you think to yourself, yeah, but this guy, he's enjoying it and I'm suffering here. Mm. And after we train and you ask them and you say to them, but how's it that you look so fresh? And they would say to you, but I actually suffered this morning.
Mm.
And then I said, but it didn't look like that. And they say, yes, but I did suffer because it just look, you know what, you need to pretend sometimes when you run.
Mm.
And I don't want to say you need to pretend when you just, when you do spiritual things. We cannot pretend. Mm. But sometimes when you go through that tough time, you just need to push through.
Mm.
And that's the thing that we say to each other, that we inspire one another with, because it's an inspirational thing. It's not just a thing where you say, you can do it, you can do it, and it's over with. It's something that comes from the heart.
Sure. Mm. And that only really comes, as you said, as you've built and cultivated the habit within you. P, if I may shift gears into another direction now, and I hope it's not too sensitive, but your experience with your dad, can you tell us a bit more about that and what he meant to you, and also the lessons learnt and how you also missioned through that, soldiered through that tough time?
Yes, Charles, that's excellent. I immediately think when I prepared for this, when you said to me, please come and share with us. My mom and dad were people, and my mom told me this, that every morning, almost every morning, they broke bread and took grape juice. And
amazing.
They prayed for all their children,
sure,
and the grandchildren and everybody. So that was my father. And my father also took a, you know what, when we were younger, he had his ups and downs and his challenging times and things. But I remember the evening when he got to know the Lord, or when he said, Lord, I accept the gift of your grace. And he made it his own. So in that place, that was the starting point. And when we went through this time, as my father were in hospital, I was thinking about those times.
Mm.
And my father, I just know that he's with the Lord.
Amen.
Because I remember one evening we were there in hospital and we just sat there. My father was sort of in a narc, they call it a narc state of mind, when there's too much with the lungs, not enough oxygen. But anyway, and he said, all of a sudden he stopped. My sister were there with me and he said, do you hear the choir singing?
Wow.
And I just stood there, and my sister also looked at me, and fortunately we know what was going on. We knew what was going on. And I just said, yes, let him talk.
Yeah.
Let him talk, leave him. So we left him, and he just shared with us. He's hearing this choir.
Sure.
And I said, this is not just hallucination.
Angelic choir.
This is spiritually.
Wow.
Yeah, so he was definitely moving into another realm, spiritual realm, and that was godly. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yes, there's so
that's
much
so
I can share with you, Charles, but I don't think time will allow us if I share the whole story.
But that's so special. Mm-hmm. And was that also then an encouragement to you as his son, knowing that your father's relationship with God is in place, it's sorted, you know where he's going?
Absolutely, absolutely. Just knowing that they were praying for us, knowing that my father was there supporting us. And I know this last few years, 2 years, he was actually ill for the last 2 years. And I know in that time he couldn't go with us to certain places or church or wherever we need to go for spiritual food.
Mm.
But in this time, I know he was there in his heart, in spirit, if I can say it like that. And so all the time he supported us. And he encouraged us when we spoke over the phone. His words were few, but he spoke to us and he shared and he said, I'm thinking about you. I'm here for you. Mm. And I just knew that that was...
That's special. It. And the one thing that you also said in terms of their consistency of breaking bread and praying for their children. Mm-hmm. And I think as a father yourself now, you've probably also picked up the baton and the responsibility over the years from what I know about you and your kids. I mean, your family is a beautiful family.
Thanks.
And the way that to also see them growing up in the ways of the Lord. So what would you want to encourage and say to our fathers, especially maybe this morning, but for all our listeners, in terms of fatherhood, in terms of parenthood, in terms of the knocks of life, anything that's on your heart that you would like to encourage our listeners with this morning?
First thing that comes to mind is, again, keep on keeping on. Pray for your children. Doesn't matter how tough. Sometimes children get tough. There are tough times. Children take also different routes, and you think to yourself, but that's not the way I taught my child to do this or that or whatever decisions they make. But the main thing there is keep on keeping on and break bread. Pray for your children. I'm the product of a mother that prayed for her child. When I was in high school, I think I kept my mom on her knees all the time.
Sure.
There's that calluses on the knees that she's had because I took different routes and made stupid, just plain forward stupid decisions. And I knew the prayers of my mom and the Lord and the grace of God got me to where I am today.
Amen.
A product of grace.
Amen. Thank God for that. And we're so glad that you are a product of that grace. Pierre, just in closing, I know that apart from singing, you are also involved in leadership camps, especially with youth, with school children. And it's also your heart to impart that which God has graced you with, and the perseverance and the discipline, but overarching above all, the good news of the gospel of Christ and the love of God to children. So if people want to get a hold of you to help in any which way, to support with training or camps, because I know you do camps, eh? Or singing or any ministry that's required, how and where can they
give them my telephone number. It's my private number, so I do my own bookings or when they want to contact me. So can I give my my
please
telephone
go.
Number? 082-854-6117. 082-854-6117. I can give an email. It's Vigouro, that very, very weird surname. Vigourex. 5050@gmail.com. Vigourex 50@gmail.com. They're welcome to contact me if they want to make any bookings, and we can help them. Leadership, whatever it might be, we love children and working with them.
Amen. Because I think it's important to transfer that which we have in our hearts to the next generation. And we've covered a couple of topics here. And so just in closing, if you want to make contact, because someone once said, and it's such a sobering, scary statement, someone once said, and it's so true, that the church is one generation away from extinction. Every time I think about that, it makes the hair on my neck stand up straight. It's such a concerning statement, but it's so true. So let's invest in our next generation. Let's father the next generation. Let's display the love of God. Pierre, in closing, the last minute or so, could you kindly just do a prayer for us, for our listeners?
Absolutely.
On the air, if that's all right. And then we're going to play out with one of Pierre's songs, of course, which I know is going to be a blessing to you. Pierre, thank you if you would lead us.
Let's pray. Lord, right now, we just know that you are always
there.
Yes,
thank you, Father.
Lord, I want to pray for fathers listening today. I want to pray for people today that's going through a tough time, that just say, I cannot go on. And I want to pray that you would just put your hand upon them as you did with me.
Yes.
And Lord, and that they know it's okay to not be okay. It's all right because God is there. Lord, I pray that you would bless them with your grace,
you,
the knowledge of your presence right now, that you are working with them, that you are using this circumstances for them to be a ministry to other people, testimony to other people.
Thank you.
And Lord, we just thank you that you have made us in your image and that you are sending us out for a purpose today, and that what we are going through right now is just partially part-time.
Yes.
And that we're going to have a great, great message, a great testimony from going through right now.
Thank you, Lord.
We worship you.
Thank you, Lord.
You the glory.
Yes.
And Lord, again, we surrender ourselves as a living sacrifice to
thank
be
you,
used by you. And we pray this in the powerful, the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. Pierre, thanks so much. Great grace and blessings to you. Thank you for coming in. And it's been wonderful just to spend some time with you. And many blessings on your day.
Thank you. And goodbye to our listeners. Enjoy your day.